Christina Tozzi runs one of the breakout bakeries in New York City, Momofuku Milk Bar. Now, you go there to taste saltine panna cotta, fruity pebbles, Christmas cookies, and an apple pie cake people rave over. Well, she's done a book, and she's put all that imagination in print, along with a solid basic primer for beginning bakers. The book is Milk, Momofuku Milk Bar. And Christina joins us from New York City. Hey, Christina, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. So, okay, my first question is this. Are you working for General Mills?
No, just for the Momofuku Milk Bar Empire.
Yeah, but it's so funny, though. I go through the book. Your imagination is just amazing, and I see the Captain Crunch and the fruity pebbles and the oval tea.
Yeah, it makes you want to laugh. I mean, I think for me, those are just the things that I love. They're the things that sort of satisfy my soul and soothe me. And so, you know, I take that passion for baking and I tend to go for those ingredients that sort of speak to me with that same sort of like soulful passion. And it happens to be cereal and Ovaltine milk.
But you were classically trained, right, as a chef?
Yeah. I went to, I actually moved to New York about 10 years ago to attend the French Culinary Institute's pastry arts program because I wanted to be classically trained. I really thought I was going to be sort of like a very fancy, classically trained pastry chef that made, you know, large sugar sculptures and large, you know, tempered chocolate decorative art pieces. And I sort of ended up not turning my back on my formal training, but taking nods to it and taking pieces in terms of technique and just presenting it in a very casual way. Because for me, there's nothing better than a warm out of the oven cookie. And, you know, I would choose that any day over sort of like a warm chocolate souffle with a magnificent tuile and rose petal
and
ice cream.
All that stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I must say, when I look at a recipe for pretzel ice cream pie, you know, or the chocolate cake with the Ovaltine soak and you've got a burnt marshmallow frosting, that really could do it for you. But you've got this solid baking background, but you're using really unusual ingredients. You know, I've done a lot of baking. I've never seen some of these things. For instance, okay, milk crumb. What is milk crumb?
So in working in these very fancy pastry kitchens, one thing that was sort of always a staple was this thing that they're in pastry kitchens they're calling crumbs. Sometimes they're also called soils. And they're sort of like this crummy, sandy bit of flavor that you put on the plate to sort of hold your ice cream in place or create a little bit more texture.
So you're talking about the regular powdered milk that we can buy in any supermarket?
Absolutely. It's the milk powder you get in like the powdered drink aisle. But we use it sort of as a flavoring ingredient. And I sort of joke even that it's sort of what I like to refer to as the MSG for pastry chefs, because we not only make these little crummy textural elements called milk crumbs with the milk powder, but we'll also use milk powder in recipes to sort of just deepen the flavor because it gives it a better bottom line flavor. It gives it a little bit of a texture, a little chewiness, a little crunch.
It's a great thing.
So it's for any sort of crumb, whether it's a milk crumb or another flavor, you start out with flour, sugar, salt. We use a powdered flavor. So in milk crumbs, it's just the milk powder. If you wanted to make chocolate crumbs, it would be chocolate powder and so on. We melt some butter and we stir it in, and it's just enough butter to flour to sort of get this sort of streusel-like texture where it's enough to sort of bind those dry ingredients together, but it still keeps them rather rocky in texture. So we toast them in the oven just a little, and then I toss them with a little extra white chocolate because for me, it gives it a little bit more of that idealized version of what milk should taste like. It's milky, it's sweet. There's something about a little note of white chocolate that really brings the milk crumb of it to life. And that's it.
And
we put
it
in cookies. We layer it in cakes for texture. You can press it into a pie crust. It's very versatile.
Okay. The other thing you do, which is really intriguing, is your work with cereal. Tell me about this.
For me, you know, drinking milk was a requirement as a child. So the sort of carte blanche that I had as a kid was that I could ask to buy any box of cereal in the grocery store because it was always a guarantee that I would be drinking my milk because I would eat the cereal first and then, of course, I would drink the milk afterwards. So I think, you know, sort of being a picky eater and being sort of exploiting my mom on that channel, I really grew to love cereal on a whole nother level than just your average, you know, a bowl for breakfast. I'd eat it for lunch. I'd eat it for dinner. So when I was sort of deciding what my personality would be as a pastry chef, I just tried to take as many notes in terms of who I was as a person, what my palate was, and honestly not being afraid to be like, it's cornflakes, it's Captain Crunch, it's Fruity Pebbles, and I'm going to try and be as thoughtful and technique-driven as possible with it, and I'm going to see how far I can push it. So it gives that playful note. It gives a great flavor that everybody knows and loves.
Mm-hmm. Christina, happy holidays, and thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you.
Christina Tozzi is author of Milk, Momofuku Milk Bar. Now, you can find her recipe for cornflake chocolate chip marshmallow cookies with our holiday variations on the website, splendidtable.org.